If you're looking for prog music, you've come to the right place. This is Prog Watch with your friend and host, Big Tony Rousek, a.k.a. Prog Squatch, proudly presented by the Gaslight Collective.
the darkness away.
Don't we all need some light? That opening track was Roy Nastolt, Neil Morris, Pete Trewavas, and Mike Portnoy, collectively known as Transatlantic. The song was entitled We All Need Some Light, and it comes from their year 2000 album SMPTE. If you like Transatlantic, Roy Nastolt, and Neil Morris, you can find a lot more of their music earlier in this fourth season at progwatch.com. I was lucky enough to interview both Royna and Neil, and did two shows on each, so look for that if you missed it. Before we move on, I'd like to send that song out to a friend of this show, Thaddeus Wirt, who emailed me to say he particularly enjoyed my Neil Morris episodes earlier this year. Thanks for your email and your support, Thaddeus. So anyway, I am Big Tony, your host, and this is another fine episode of Prog Watch. This week I'm doing another themed special, which I am calling Shine a Little Light. Every song this week will have the word light in the title, so you can start trying to guess what I'll be playing. I'd like to send my special thanks to Terry Nightingale of Perth, Australia, who sent the idea for this show in a nice email a few weeks ago. I will be playing a few of Terry's suggestions and lots of other great light-themed songs that I came up with. Terry's help is much appreciated this week since I am busy getting ready for the wedding of my son Paul, who actually did a few guest spots on this show way back in the first and second seasons. So I'll take a moment to say good luck to Paul and his lovely bride Lindsay, and may light always shine on them and the wonderful grandchildren I expect them to bring into this world. Now on with the rest of the show. Next, we will hear from the U.S. band Glass Hammer with a song called Life by Light. It comes from their 2007 album, Culture of Ascent.
I look to your heart, seen only in part, but then I've shared both its gloom and its laughter. We search for the same and crawling, we lurch for its flame, but sprawling, we lay in the dark, awaiting answers. Tears we're falling, washing away all that matter. Remembered at last desire, a spark from our past, a fire that rose from our midst and left us longing. At times we see it almost clearly, at times it fades.
Glass Hammer with Life by Light. from the album Culture of Ascent in 2007. Now let's walk into light with Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull. This is the title track of his 1983 solo album. Anderson with Walk Into Light from the album of the same name in 1983. Now we'll move ahead one more year and check in with David Gilmour of Pink Floyd. This is Blue Light from his second solo album, About Face, in 1984.
She
Blue Light by David Gilmour from his fantastic About Face album in 1984. Now let's change that blue light to red with Conspiracy, the project that included the late Chris Squire and his eventual replacement in Yes, Billy Sherwood. This is Red Light Ahead from the 2000 album simply called Conspiracy.
You fought for your freedom. Tell me, was it worth it? Would you do it all again? You tried to save your honor while fighting through the trials, and all along the madness still there's red lights ahead.
Conspiracy from the year 2000 with Red Light Ahead. It can be found on their self-titled debut album. That same year, Iona released a fine album called Open Sky, which included the following light-themed song called Light Reflected.
In the
Light Reflected by Iona from their Open Sky album released in the year 2000. In 2014, our friend Eric Norlander and the other rocket scientists put out a great album called Refuel. From it, this light-themed song is The Fading Light.
Dark.
The Fading Light by the Rocket Scientists from their 2014 album Refuel. Next up, a song by Canadian heavy proggers Rush from their Presto album in 1989. This is Available Light.
Thank you.
Available Light by Rush from their 1989 album Presto. Willow Glass is a UK project headed by multi-instrumentalist Andrew Marshall. They've released 3 albums since 2005, and this next song comes from the first album, simply called Willow Glass. This is A Blinding Light.
Thank you.
A Blinding Light by Willowglass from their self-titled debut album in 2005. I'm really fond of this next band, which is sad to me because they are no longer together, but the three albums they made are quite good in my humble opinion. Anyway, the band is Black Bonzo from Sweden, and I'm going to play the title track from their 2004 debut, Lady of the Light.
Drifting free, drifting free within your space, like an angel with no wings, like a dream. You belong to the night where there's no home, but still you find your joy, cause you are free. Many try, yes they try to bring you down, but you just left them all behind. I think I'll call you my lady of the light. You bring such truth and hope into my mind. I think I'll call you my lady of the light. You bring such truth and hope into my mind. Into lovely lady, why do you stand alone? The curiosity will bring you home. Lovely lady, a solitude of yours, a mystery to me, open up your door. Let me see, let me look upon your face. Deep beneath that smile,
drifting free, drifting free within your space, like an angel with no face, like a dream. You belong to the night where there's no home, but soon you find your joy, 'cause you are free. Many tried, oh yes they tried to bring you down, but you
song was Lady of the Light from the album of the same name by Sweden's Black Bonzo.
Don't go anywhere. Prague Watch will be right back.
Next, we'll hear from a German band formed by two former members of the band Siege is Even. The name of the band is Subsignal, and from their 2009 album Beautiful and Monstrous, this is The Last Light of Summer.
Of our lives with wine did carve our
The Last Light of Summer by Subsignal, from their Beautiful and Monstrous album in 2009. Let's back up now a couple of years to the 1991 Yes album called Union. This album brought together the members of the two different factions of Yes which were running around at that time. The Trevor Rabin era Yes, and the Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howell Splinter Project. Imperfect as it was, the album led to a tour in which almost everyone who had ever been in Yes could be seen on the same stage in The Round. What an awe-inspiring collection of talent that was. Anyway, on with the track. This is Dangerous. Look into the light of what you're searching for. Look into the light of what you're searching for. From the Yes Union album released in 1991. Now let's jump ahead to 2009 for one from the first album by the Birmingham, UK collective, IO Earth. This is called Light and Shade. We'll be right back. Light and Shade by IO Earth from their 2009 self-titled debut album. There's time for just about one more long one, so I'm going to leave you with the closing track from the last Genesis studio album to feature Phil Collins. It's a great closer in many respects, and will serve as a fine bookend for this program. So I hope you have enjoyed this little light-themed special. Thanks again to Terry Nightingale of Perth, Australia, for suggesting the theme and a few of the songs. I will leave you with Fading Lights by Genesis from the 1991 album We Can't Dance. Prog on, brothers and sisters.